now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call it, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Kramer is back in the penthouse with some movie suggestions for your Saturday night classic movie festivities. Exciting news with some new releases, and speaking of new music, here's one from Jimmy Psycho. The song is called Holiday in Cambodia. This is from his brand new album, Mosh Pits and Mai Tais, the ultimate punk rock lounge party. Now that's a party you want to check out. Here's Jimmy Psycho.
Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Hi,
Hi, this is Richard Paradise from the Narco Lounge Combo on the Cocktail Nation.
Sinatra. To follow me, to find out what I'm up to get in contact with the show, head over to the website cocktailnation.net.
Cocktail Nation.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
I'm Spartacus!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
On le Cocktail Nation est scramé ses classiques movie suggestions.
You've got an interesting film for us from 1932 called The Most Dangerous Game. And it was a very dangerous game.
It certainly was. The thing that makes the movie interesting today, as opposed to back in 1932, is that if you're a fan of King Kong, this is a movie you really want to track down. This is one of those pre-code movies. You know, it was made before 1934 when the Hays Code kicked in. Now, for those of you who don't know what the Hays Code was, very briefly, it was the self-regulating body for the movie industry in America. There were lots of things you couldn't do and say. Well, of course, this is one of those movies where they did a few things that they weren't allowed to do later on. Now, I know. But the thing is, it featured a lot of the cast and technical crew who were working on King Kong at the time, because King Kong had been in production for about 2.5 years, and they were doing the stop-motion animation at the time. So I suppose as a way of keeping the crew around and the cast around, they decided to make a movie. What they did was that they actually filmed the jungle sequences of Most Dangerous Game in the jungle scenes for King Kong. So if you're familiar with the movie, you may see or recognize certain parts of it and think, oh, that looks familiar. Well, that's where it's come from.
Wow.
Incidentally, and I love this, when they were doing the stop-motion animation, now, if you had a really good day, nothing went wrong, you could get about 30 seconds of film done. You've got to move the thing like a fraction of a millimeter, and then, yeah, so it's a really time-consuming and very, very slow process. So they basically got about 30 seconds of film per day when they were doing that back in the 30s.
Mm.
Now, the thing with The Most Dangerous Game is the plot is basically this. A husband and wife, they get stranded on this island and they come across this rich, eccentric fellow who likes to go big game hunting. But the big game in this particular film ends up to be people, not animals. And that's what made the movie controversial. RKO described The Most Dangerous Game as an in-betweener. What that meant was it wasn't quite an A film, and it wasn't quite a B film either. It was somewhere in between. The movie runs just over an hour. That's the version they have here. Now, there is a commentary track, which is really, really interesting. They explain the history behind it and the association with King Kong, etc. The film had a couple of remakes over the years. There was A Game of Death in the 1940s and Run for the Stone in the 1950s, and plus there's been variations of TV shows over the years, of course. It's called The Most Dangerous Game. It was made by RKO back in 1932. It is available. Track it down. It's definitely worth rediscovering if you've never seen it.
Perfect for some Saturday night viewing.
Yes.
Cocktail Nation.
Tell me his name again.
Cooper.
Lounge Lothario DJ.
Thank you.
a microphone, a dimly lit apartment, the Cocktail Nation. Cocktail Nation. Coop Cooper. So cool, his drinks don't need ice.
Les Baxter and the Other Side of the Moon right here at the Cocktail Nation, and Billy Jones with The Call. Have you heard about my Lounge Life magazine? It's your free retro magazine. It's a flipboard magazine. Cost you next to check out. Lots of great stories on there. Got a story on Pink Martini and also one on when Robert Kennedy delivered the news of Martin Luther King's assassination. So do check it out tonight. Lounge Life magazine. Links on my website, cocktailnation.net. Very exciting news. We've got a whole bunch of products coming out. And I think I talked about this coming up to the end of 2017 when we did our very best of shows. There wasn't a whole lot of stuff released either book-wise or music-wise. And you know what? If you love this retro culture, if you love lounge, if you love Exotica, and you're an artist, you're a writer, something like that, I tell you what, I certainly encourage you to get out there and build some products, because it's the only way we keep people enthused about this music and about this lifestyle. So get out there today, because I tell you what, there's some good stuff out there that's, you know, worth sharing. Maybe you've got something that you want to share. We'd certainly love to hear from you, and I'll help you promote it here on this radio show. Some good news with Darren Long. Got a special book about the Omni Hut, Tennessee. James Spencer's soundscape, The Space Age Bachelor Pad Music Companion, is out right now. Sunny Moon from Nutty. Well, their album is coming out very, very soon, and he tells me that the little crowdfunding exercise they did has come through, with people pledging $12,000 to get this album up and running, which is just such great news. And the Martini Kings, they've got a new album out. It's called Smile, going to be released in May. And, of course, we'll be talking to all these people about their new releases. Happy to get behind you and support what you're doing. Here's The Shafts and Caravan on the Cocktail Nation.
Altruda, and you're about to hear a track from my album Booze, Babes, and Bongos.
We'll be right back. Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Donation, Jet Set Sweden and The Man from Thrush, also by Joey Altruder. The Knockaround from his Booze, Babes and Bongos album. And we kicked off with Las Vegas Institution from the Golden Tiki, The Sharps and Caravan. Coop Cooper with you, lounge leader.
On the Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Cooper.
You can write to me anytime by the email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. Send me some audio if you like. I'll play that. I'll play a request if you'd like. But you want to get on the show, we'll put your voice on there. Get in touch via the social media pages as well, perhaps via the official Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation Facebook page. Todd Izzyburn in Wisconsin writes this week, "Dear Coop, loving the show via the radio station The Breeze in Wisconsin. Can I make a request for a song?" Of course you can. Leah Delaria and Cool, because that's what I think your show is. Well, there you go, Todd. Way to butter up a guy. Happy to play it for you. Leah Delaria and Cool on the Cocktail Nation.
Here in this big city, many people come and go. But my love, we two are a permanent thing, like a bird on the wing for the coming of spring. Just picture a penthouse way up in the sky, with hinges on chimneys for stars to go by. A sweet slice of heaven for just you and I. When we're alone from all of society, we'll stay aloof and live in propriety there on the roof. To heavenly hermits we will be in truth when we're alone. Then we'll view life's mad pattern as we view old Manhattan. Then we can thank our lucky stars that we're living just as we are, in our little penthouse. We'll always contrive to keep love and romance forever alive. In view of the Hudson, just over the drive, when we're alone. Penthouse on top of the town, each evening we'll stargaze, we'll never look down. The heavens are rooftop, a shimmering crown. Sharing each moment the rest of our lives when we're alone.
Coctonation, Lounge Leader, Coop Cooper, Jerick Stanzo, Penthouse Serenade. Check out thehartmancompany.com. That's Hartman with two N's, Hartman with two N's, for your classic products from the Hartman Company, made of natural oils and elements to keep your hair and your skin looking cool. Thehartmancompany.com is Waitiki, China Fan on the Coctonation. Thank you.
handle, Cocktail Nation. Follow the lounge leader today.
With Skip Heller and Watches Burn. Now, please don't pick up a fire extinguisher if you could. Look at the What a Swank for Past Tom AlbumClocks.com. Hookula coming up June 6th. June 22, the Outre Gallery in Melbourne, the mid century curated exhibition. And regular gigs, we've got the Golden Tiki with the Sharps on a Thursday night in Vegas, Dallas, Texas. At the Bourbon and Banter, it's Ricky Derrick who's got his regular gig. TikiCon coming up July 13. Here's one for May, actually. The Tiki Torches playing at the San Martino Winery and Vineyards. And Tiki Day, the 7th annual Tiki Day, the unofficial theme day at Disneyland, is on Sunday, September the 30th. For these gigs and lots more, simply head over to the World Swank Gig Guide via the website cocktailnation.net. Here's Cover Con and Pacifica 66.
Cocktail Nation.
Well, you got the pipes for it.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
Coop.
Cocktail Nation.
With Hans Carl Blue Scooter. Next week on the Cocktail Nation, some classic comedy coming your way. Johnny Medel now, letter writing sequence. Stay happy.